You tell that the four came to Mandiravan and they saw Krishna and all the gopis in the dress of gopis.
No. This has that Krishna is playing with Radhika Lalita Vishakha.
Yes.
And at once, Jatlaka is hold of Radhika hand and Krishna hand together. You are telling that I don't meet Krishna. But I see that you are meeting here. You have done so wrong and you have sunk my name in a portion of Paap. Not of, only of our name, but name and fame of our whole family were lost. And she was rebuking Krishna also, and telling Yogamaya that, oh, you see, he always praise them, what they are doing. Also she told that to Mukhara, that the grand daughter of yours, what she is doing? She is married with husband and she is playing praying love to this black person. And she was doing so in the mid-time Madhumangal came. And he catch hold of the bell of Radhika and he snatched away. At once his whole cloth was gone and only dhoti was there and chadar was there and he came in the shape of Shubal. Some gopis also came in the shape of cowherd boy. Jatla said, what happened? Now I am seeing this Shubal, very Radhika. Yogamaya began to laugh. Mukhra began to see towards Jatla. What is the matter behind? Very Radhika. No Radhika at all. Oh, you always want a bad name of Radhika. So you have done so. Very Radhika. Yogamaya also asked, and his son, Abhimanyu, took that stick, bamboo stick, and wanted to beat her mother. Where is Radhika? Why you told me so? And he became very furious. Krishna and cowherd boy began to laugh. We always play like this. I don't know who is Radha and where she lives. I have not seen any time. I'm only hearing here that Radha is any young girl. But I have not seen. And she rebukes like so, always. Then Yogamaya told, advised Jatla not to tell like this. At first you should be, had a faith, yeah, tum pale vishwas karo. And then, when you know any fact truly, then you should tell anything. She became so, sad and sigh, shameful state, his mouth began to flutter there. In Hindi, we tell that his mouth flutter there. Hanging. And then all the boys clapped and then run away to play and to call her. and they returned. And they saw that Srimati Radhika was in-house, cooking and doing all these things. When she came, he bowed down to his mother-in-law. Come back for me, mother. I think that you are tired. You should take rest. Why you are so sad? But she did not told anything. Now he felt that I have done mistake. I should not tell like so. So I gave the instance, example of East Badar. East Sadhak, Anist Badar, or East Badar, Anist Sadhak.
One question. That Shyamala is Surid Paksha to Radhika and Tatastha Paksha to Chandravali.
No. Tatastha is Bhadra and Vipakshi Chandravali.
Yeah. But for Chandravali, Shyamala will be Tatastha Paksha for Chandravali. So this Ishta Bada and Anishta Sada, will Shyamala do towards Chandravali?
Lalita Vishakha, all they will do. And they will samarthan karenge. Samarthan. Samarthan means PSS. What is this?
Approve, encourage.
Encourage them. And they will be very happy to know this. When Vishakha is doing East Sadhak and Anishta Badhak, then Shyamala approves and becomes so happy. And she goes to Radhika and asks how you are, how you felt in meeting. Now you should start.
Yes. Next.
Chandravali, second is Bhadra. No? Bhadra or Shyamala?
Shyamala.
Second is Shyamala. Third is Padma. No. Shatya, and fourth is yes. How we can recognize them, that she is Shatya, she is Padma, she is Bhadra, Shyamala, and she is Chandravali. By the shine, at first I have told you from Ujjvalinda. What will be the swabhava, nature? By nature, those who are submissive men, submissive nature, mridvi,
mild,
tadiya bhava, and dakshinya bhava, best of them is, and like her, supporting her, always serving her, Padma and Satya. Padma is more nearer to Chandravali, like Lalita is more nearer to Srimati Radhika. Both are of same category, but yet there is some difference in nature. So, Padma, having the Krishna feet on his breast, a dakshin, a vamna bhav, carrying vamna bhav, they cannot do. Krishna will hanker for this. But so Padma is of dakshin bhav, nearer to, most nearest to Chandra. And one takes Tambulasana, Tambul, battle net, in her Anjali, and she is set there. She is taking Tambul and she is taking the lotus feet. Whom is nearer to Chandravali? Who is superior?
Who is taking the lotus feet?
Lotus feet. No? So he is more Dakshin. So she is first Sakhi and then Sabya is second Sakhi. And those Kachit Dadhar Tadbahun Anse Chandana Pushitam, who took the hand of Krishna on her soldier, it seems that she is Dakshinya, Mridvi, but yet she is Prakhara. Prakhara, you know? Prakhara. And he is some having more Bhanda than this thing. But yet Dakshin. So carrying Bhamya Bhav, but more Dakshinya Bhav, not in the same category as Chandravali, Padma and Shadya. So it is, she is for Vyasan. So in each gopi, here, each gopi has its own nature, beauty, quality, madhurya, bhamya and dakshinya, everything. We have also some seed of any ras. If dasya, then what category of dasya? In dasya, there are so many categories. Subal is not category of those who, dekho, kira hai. Ekdam baat hai. Wo mala se aa jate hain. Kam kar rahe hain. Subal is not in the same category as Sakha. Is Priya Narma Sakha. Who is Sakha? Who is less in Ayu, less in
age,
always have some Dasya Bhav, studying Krishna as a Dasya plus Sakha, always obeying order. And Subal has some tendency of Ujjvala Ras, and she can, Krishna Malli can send him or order him to take help for meeting Srimati Radha. And he will always talk Krishna so beautiful things about them. How to meet, how to do, what to do. So these are Priya Narma Sakha. So still we are jeev hum log hain, controlled jeev, we baddha jeev and conditioned soul. But yet our Shuddha Swarup is in
seed.
But everything is there in seed. Everything in seed. But as a potency will have to develop out. What is in Sarup, it will be developed. If anything is not in Sarup, it will not be developed. Now, five desires explain all these things from first canto to 12th canto. So many stories, so many upakhyan, so many things. Five.
So we can realize our swarup.
First, we should know that we are not material things. No? We are chinmay. We are part and parcel of Purna Brahma. Then who is Purna Brahma? Krishna is Purna Brahma. And all other are not Purna Brahma. We are part and parcel in what person? What? Kis drishti se? From what angle? From the angle. Deen, bhar, khatar, patar, khatar. कौन आता? आज तुम ऑफिस नहीं गया? किस चीज की छुट्टी हो गई? रविवार हो गया? Then at first Gita सिद्धांत will come. After that we will have Guru first, and then we will have to serve. Then we will have to serve Vishrambha Bhavena.
Guru Seva
Vishrambha. So very affection. By wording, these wordings, not only by diet and cooking and all this, these are essential, but more he will be pleased with these. Like Govind was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, in that cave Gambhira, and he cannot imagine why Swarup Damodana Rayaman comes here and next speak Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He don't want. He wants that they should not come. Because when they come, they make a spirit that Mahaprabhu begins to weep and fell flat or rolling in the ground. Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. Tears in eyes. He does not want. He wants that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should smile always. Be happy. But now they make them whole night, whole day, weeping and weeping. So cannot imagine. Actually, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that he should take only and he should do and then sleep. Only he wants. He has taken sannyas only to taste all these things, and he is testing from Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda Rupa Goswami. This is the best service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and best service of Radha and Krishna. Ultimate goal this is. But Govinda cannot imagine why they make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a victim. But he knows that give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prasadam and I do this and he becomes sleepy. This is the best service. No? This to weep, to make weep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to pour in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heart that asa sattvic, how come Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at a time and his whole body like those, and it becomes flat. This is the best seva. No? So, at sadhana avastha, visambhena guru seva means this. This is visambha seva. How to please Gurudev with that golok vrindavan bhav? And also that not neglecting
other service,
but best service. Visambhena guru seva. And then sikha and diksha. Siksha what? Siksha. This siksha. Guru will give to his disciple. Guru wants to make her all disciples guru. But we see that we have no time to give siksha. We don't have that. So actually, Krishna gives associations of such a guru. And he can have siksha, and then he can do others to siksha. So we should take siksha from him. Not only it is enough that you are part and parcel of Krishna. You have come from anywhere, and you are not this body. This is not sufficient, but this is background of all. So we should carefully serve our Guru. Then after ten primary
anger,
we should enter in 10. What we should not do. And then Tulsi Seva and all other 64 kinds of. But the method of a Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga, openly it is like one. But actually these are not one. Samadam, what kind of sarana? Both are doing samadam. But your sarana is not like who are Kanishna. Both are sarana. Is sharing the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. You are here hearing the pastimes of Ras. Both are not same. Both are so different, so high and so high. So both are same. And likewise, the chanting Harinam, your chanting of Harinam will not be equal to those who don't. Anything? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I am. Go and see cows. They are giving milk or not. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Other ones. So, everything. Hearing all these things are not the same. Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Simanam. And 64 kinds of Angu are outwardly same. But all different. Beginning from Saddha, not afterwards, beginning from Saddha. Saddha is of two kinds. One is by hearing and he has some greed, a little seed. His Saddha is of another kind. And those who are hearing, not having any taste, because we will have to avoid path, so we are to do as a kartavya, as a duty-bound, and not duty-bound that way. You are not duty-bound coming to me. I am not duty-bound to make you here. As a taste you come, as a taste I give all these things. So different kinds of all things. But apparently from upper side, it will not be seen that what are the different. You are shutting your eyes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She is doing also. some sleeping, some chanting, remembering other things, both are known. But it is in that you are chanting, you are chanting. The Siddhi will not be, he will also have prema, at last he will also have prema. But the prema is not of one category. Different types. So, a shraddha towards rasa bhakti, rasa means bhakti, will take you nishtha another shape, ruchi another shape. Ruchi only to hear, only to read, all this. And those who shraddha is not like this, they will boycott all these things. I want to hear only Jagai Madhai. How they were escaped? I want to know the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. Vidur and Maitreya Upakhyan, I only want. Not Uddhava what told to Vidur. No. This is because we have no qualification for this, so you should have heard all this. But that will not apply. Prabhu, folding his hands, I want to hear. That coming from Dwarka, Uddham came and began to read, sing Vidur. And he is typing so many slokes only. So good thing, so good. Krishna has gone. By fasting has come. What in the boyhood he did so, in Kishore Lila he did so. After that he did. He collected all the gopis in Ras. I see he was Parabrahma, but why he was scattering all gopis? Why he was touching the most untouchable parts of gopis? He was not coming, he was not lusty. But why it is being a Brahma? I don't think. So a sadhak will gradually read all these things according to that classes and grow up. After that, Purup Siddhi will come and Bhava will come. Sutta Sattva, and then he will realize something. And not wholly, totally will go away. Then they will discuss all these things. Very, very rasa bhava. Go bhavuka, rasika. Nigama kalpataru galitam sakamukhadam vritya sanjitam yodha bhagavatam rasamalayam muhurahavo rasika. So, a sadhak will understand something and he will have a rush in hearing. No alasya. Alasya?
Laziness.
So eagerly. Taking all the drops very eagerly. Now we come to fourth gopi. Fourth or fifth. Eka Bhrukuti Mabhadya Prema Sandramma Bebla Nati Vaichat Katakche Vai Sandrasht Dasanachada Eka Bhrukuti Bhrukutim Abhadya 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 means kya? Like an arrow. To buck anyone. Not anyone? Buck. But man to kill. Arjun was having his arrow on bow like this. Why? To kill anyone. who is in Vipaksha. No? Here, Srimati Radhika, one gopi, wants to shoot Krishna. Hari, in power, as she can do, and hold. And this became like arrow. And eyes of the God. But he wants to shoot. Krishna, why he disappeared? That thing, that from now, you should not do that more sacrificially. So he, forever, he will not dare to disappear. This thing has to be shut down. Not Krishna. But this mood of Krishna should be gone. Because he was killing us. By the grace of Narayan, we are safe now. So we also try to kill this mood. That he should not leave us. So, Vrikatum Avadhya Badhya means Badhya means Marna. Avadhya. Avadhya means fully. That mood should be. So she was shooting. Seeing what to shoot. With one lakh. Ek lakh karke. One man, like Arjun, shooting that machete. Prema san rabda pifala. When a man shoots anyone, anger comes in mind and he becomes enemy of that person and wants to kill. Here, prema san rabda. By prem, Srimati has come, mind was whirling, by friend, and people, she was able to shoot by her, this corner of eye. Granti means shooting, achata, sa, this was arrow, no, this was arrow. And what was coming from that? That was arrow. Katakshe pai. Katakshe. Sat glam.
Side glam.
But sharp. No? Santas. You know, Rama, Kumbhakarna, Hitler, all conquered whole world, but they were conquered by very little force. They could not conquer their calm. But here, this is not calm, this is pain. But it seems similar to calm. But Krishna is not such a person that should be killed or his motive, his moods will be killed. He is Parabrahma. This is general meaning. Now we are entering in a deep meaning. Bhrikutim Avatta. Bhrikutim Avatta. Achha, Vaishnava Toshmi, Mani Jiva Goswami is telling, we will go after. Now, 7. Apara Nimishat Drikdhyam Jushanam Tanmukham Bhujam Apitamat Natrityat Santas Charanam Tathat. Those who are
actually, we didn't finish 6.
Why?
6 we only did
general. Oh, Eka. Eka Bhrikutum Mavatya. Premasandrabhya Bhivala. Nanti Vaikchak Katakshepai. Sandas Dasanat Shada. We have discussed something.
General meaning.
General meaning only. Then we are going to discuss Śrīla Vaiṣṇava Toṣṇī and Sārārtha Darśan. Here, Pranay Kop, Prema Kalaha, and Pranay Kop in Brajaras. So one gopi was so angry in Pranay that she began to cut her adhar lips by her teeth, and she was so saying towards Krishna that her
eyebrows
became so crooked like a
bow.
And upon this she began to see by the core of her eye. And she was perhaps by that arrow shooting Krishna. By this it is seen that she has so much shobha, angry, and also tiraskar, and she is giving tiraskar to Krishna. What is the meaning of tiraskar? Tiraskar means kya? Acha. It means that she was at a distance from Krishna. She was not near us. And from a distance, she was shooting Krishna by her eyes. It seems she was Bhamme Bhav, not Dakshin. And she was looking crooked and with anger, with prem, and also she was doing tiraskar to Krishna.
Rami?
Right?
Like this?
What?
Chastising.
Not hitting. Tiraskar means, I don't want you. You have done wrong. You should go away. I have no relation with any contact with you. This is the mood. And she saw that Krishna at once began to saw
down, look down.
And it was seen that he has some shyness. And he could not see towards her eyes. Sometimes like this, he was watching. What she, how she is doing? How beautiful now she appears. And he was drinking nectar of her crow's anger. He was yet smiling. And his mind was not towards first, second, third, fourth. He was attracted by this, by her glance. In Vishnu Puran, it has been told directly the mood of gopis and Krishna, like this. It is called, it has been called the Bok and Lalit in Vidagdha, Ujjvali in Mani. What is called the Bok? These are Anubhav of Madhur Ras. There are everything in Madhur Ras, Sthai Bhav. Sthai Bhav, Priyatam Bhav. This is Sthai Rati, Madhur Rati. Krishna is subject. Gopis are ashray. No? Krishna Kishore Roop is Uddipan Bhav. No? All gopis are gathered. Krishna is smiling. Manmat, Manmat Roop of Krishna here. So this is the Uddipan Bhav. And Radhika was in anger, man, and from a distance she was seeing her face was somewhat reddish. Vrikuti was like, bro was like?
Raised eyebrow.
Oh, man. And Krishna was sitting, sometimes sing towards Radhika. So, this is Uddipan. And then Sattvik Bhava are coming to Krishna and Radhika and gopis. Here Sattvik Bhava is coming more in Radhika. And seeing the Bhava of Radhika, all Sakhis are coming in Sattvik Bhava. Vyabhichari, that is Anubhavi, is also come. This Anubhavi is the Bok and Lalit. Lalit means very beautiful. What beautiful? The very attractive Cheshtasamu. Cheshtasamu?
Indubha.
Indubha. What is the meaning of Indubha? What is meaning?
Effort. Labor.
It's a labor. Mane the bhav, mood of mouth, eyes, lips, cheeks, everything was so soft and so smiling. This was very Vrikuti. Curves. When it becomes so beautiful and so sweet, then it is called Lalit. And Dibbo, pen, any gopi wants Krishna so much to meet. But anyhow, when he comes, he looks in other
direction.
And she Swadhinkanta means controlling her priyatam. And she is Madhya Bhav. Some prakhara also. But looks like so sweet. She must be of Madhya Bhav. Swadhinkanta, Bhamya, and having all the good qualities, having great snake with Madhusne. But Madhusne will be more. At last she starts, who is she? She is Srimati Radhika. Now Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling she is seeing towards Krishna as if she is doing bhaksana to Krishna. Bhaksana means abusing, like abusing, not welcoming, opposite to welcome. She is thinking, oh cheater, the king of all cheaters, and lampata, priesta, you have given me prem hala hala. Prem halal mane? Beesh, poison. Prem poison. And you have been, so you are giving me prem poison. And I think that you have been successful in giving that. And as an action of that prem poison, now my life is to be end. It has come up to our throat. And it is to come out of my body. And you are waiting that when it comes out of body, I will give fire in that prana. You are ready. And that is why you are coming nearer and nearer. As if she is thinking, she is seeing towards Krishna by this mode. What is the deeper meaning? You called us and we met you. And you at once vanished away. This is Premhalahal that you gave me. And that is why our life is to be end. When it is in end, it is prepared to come out of our body. Now you are coming. Why you are coming? We know that again you will go. And then our life will be burnt in that frame. You cannot save us. You are not willing to save me. So you have come nearer again to we know they will tell when Akruzu will go to Uddhava will go to Gopis. They will tell all these things. How a Krishna is like a Bahiliya. Like a hunter. He sings so sweet in his throat and very subtle, innocent deer come and begin to fear, started closing their eyes. Having a shelter of any steel which is not in earth, only outer, and she at once fell down. Understand? A steel not going more in earth, only very little. If it is so underground, then it would not fall. But it is for hunting. She is so cheater. And by fearing, she gives his body's her garment, weight of her body, and at once falls down. And then he shoots, you are like that. We know. They are so cruel and you are more cruel than them. So here she is telling, we have come here to dagdh. Aap yahan par padhare hain hum logon ko jeevit hi jala dene ke liye aap. If it was Hindi, very beautiful. Why you don't learn Hindi? If I can learn English, why you not Hindi? If you know Hindi, then very marvelous expressions. I cannot express my whole idea. Why you are seen here and there?
Because they can translate.
No, translate. I can also. I cannot tell. I know you very well. Gopi is telling, I know you very well. From where would I know? Not now. And in that mood she is watching Krishna. In a very glance. What glance? And saying this very fine teeth like pearls, very white. He has caught hold of her others. Yet it was so beautiful for Krishna. So it seems that it is, she is only Radhika, like all the qualities are of Srimati Radhika. She is in Vamana Bhava, she is also in Man Bhava. She is Madhya, having the Madhya Bhava, Ghrit Sneha, but covered with Madhur Sneha. And in angry mood, Vamana Bhava, so every qualities are excellent to the last point in Srimati Radhika. So she should be Radhika. This is slow. Then, apara nimishat dridham jushanam tan mukham bujam api tam api natritya santas charanam jatha. The other meaning is this. Another gopi. Another gopi. On image, not closing her eyes, continuous seeing towards Krishna, as if anyone takes a cup and drink him till last. So she is drinking the nectar of Krishna. How? Without priti. No priti at all. Priti means? With no satisfaction. I have satisfaction in hearing Harikatha. But you have no satisfaction. So, I am better than you. Because I have satisfaction. But you have no satisfaction. Is it right?
I don't think so.
What do you
think? It's better to always want more and more.
So if anyone satisfies in hearing Harikatha or telling Harikatha, that it is not good. So here, this gopi is not satisfied in drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth. Why? There is a reason. The reason will be told here. Here he is giving example of any bhakta, qualified bhakta, as a bhakta serving Krishna or serving Gurudev, Sangharvi, Vaishnava, especially Krishna. They are not satisfied any day. More and more they want. This is a sign of good bhakti. This sakhi is drinking the nectar of Krishna. Why? Why not of Radhika? She is submissive to Srimati Radhika. She is so pleased. So she is so glad. She is seeing that four kinds of gopis, some having the hands of Krishna in their hand, some his hand on the soldier of half soldier, someone taking the battle nets, someone having the lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. But yet Krishna sight and every mood is towards the gopis who is very far away and who is looking crooked to him as if she will shoot him. But yet his whole mind, so everything is towards that. Well, that is seeing. Very good sign. She is controlled by that, my sakhi, Radhika. How his mouth is now, what his eyes are doing, how his mouth is doing. Srimati Radhika is going to shoot Krishna and he is controlled now. He is smiling, only smiling for Radhika. And same for that, not for all these gopis, only for that. And she is thinking about how to please her. It is a good sign that he is controlled by me. So he is seeing Krishna face going up and down and so beautiful. Now it looks like so beautiful. Sometimes he sees this and sometimes by this. Very good face. So she became so pleased. And she was drinking without filling her eyes.
Eyelid.
Without blinking.
I'm blinking.
She was And she was not satisfied more and more. And she is from very distance behind of Radhika. She is seeing. She is standing behind of Radhika. And from there she is seeing. Radhika is not seeing that Lalita. What Lalita is doing. Krishna is also not doing because he is by shame he is looking down. So he has so much fortune that Krishna is not seeing towards him. So he sees freely drinking and drinking. Understand my feeling? Without any hesitation, without any shame. If Krishna will see towards Lalita, then she will close her eyes at him. But now no shame, nothing, freely. She is taking the cup of nectar and not sex, drinking and drinking, until Krishna will see Aradhika. Today, we should stop here. We were doing Apara Nimesha Vridh. Jushanantam mukham bhujam apitam apuna pratyat santat charanam yatha sharant. The shar katha, shar mane kya hota hai? सार, सबके कथाओं का सार ये है. आई वाज टेलिंग द जिस्ट ऑफ द सेवेंथ श्लोक, सेवेंथ श्लोक, दैट वन गोपी शी बिकेम जड, जड़ता हो गई. She became like a stone. By that, seeing that Ananda, that Krishna has been, is being to show, Krishna is being suited by the eyes of Srimati Radhika. Radhika was Sakhi of this Gopi. At that time, by the arrow of Srimati, Kataksha by Srimati Radhika, Krishna was astonished. And he became so vyakul. Vyakul? What? Kya hua?
Stupefied.
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 Yeah. Stupefied means? Yes. What to do, what not to do. Anutapta. And she became unhappy. That for no, nothing. I have given so much and happiness to these gopis. And falling shy. So many modes were coming and changing. And at that time, he was controlled by the gopi who was seeing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. So many boats were coming and changing. And at that time, he was controlled by the gopi, who was seeing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. And he was totally seeing towards that gopi, Radhika. Not seeing to anyone, four or fifth or sixth, anyone. Only he was seeing towards that gopi. So, she was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, changing in so many colors, so many moods, without any hesitation. If Krishna will see towards gopi, that
Lalita,
then she would be shy, and she should see here, downward. But now she was free. Krishna totally only seeing and reminding and doing everything only to Radhika. So he was drinking the nectar of Krishna freely and continuously without dropping the eyelids. And he's giving the example, Sukadeva Goswami, as Vyasa, giving example as sadhu, purush, bhakta, premi bhakta, sarva Krishna. But they are not satisfied by serving Krishna. They want to more and more serve. So, she is prakhara, she swadhin bhaktika, swadhin bhaktika, you know, but pati ya priyatam, pati nahi, priyatam hota hai, labhar hota hai, wo swadhin bhaktika, she was swadhin bhaktika, and so she was prakhara, not mrdu. And she was tadiyabhav, and with great sneha, she was so happy to see that Krishna is totally controlled to her friend, mane Sakhi, Simati Radha. So she was surely Lalita Sakhi. Now we are going to 8. तं काचित् निद्रब्धेन हृदिकितानि मिल्य च उल्काङ्गु उपगुह्यास्तु यास्ते योगी आनन्दसम्पुता तं काचित् नेत्ररन्ध्रेण हृदिकितानि मिल्य च वन् आफ् दि गोपी दिस् इस् देन् 7. First yeah. 4, then Srimati Radhika, then Lalita, and after this. This gopi, netra randhena, netra randhena means by the hole of this netra, from the door of eyes, she took Krishna in his heart, and door was shut up, eyes were shut up. That is, Krishna cannot come out. No? And upaguyaste, then took Krishna in her arms and freely testing Krishna. Parsa Saptik became so much You know Dipta, Sudipta, Radipta? There are so many. Dipta, Dhumait, Jwalit, Dipta, Sudipta, Radipta. Radipta are in Srimati Radhika and her Sati. In his youth, only Sudipta. So all the symptoms of Pulak and Anubhav, Sattvic and Babichari, came in that Gopi, because she has embraced Krishna. Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami are giving examples. First here they have given for Lalita, Santas Tacharanam Jatha, of Santa. And here they are giving example of Yogi. Sant always sing Krishna, not like this. Always chanting, remembering, loudly, dancing and with so sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe, Radharaman Hari Govinda Jai. And making, weeping all audience. And they make all audience to sing like sing. These are bhakta. And here Yogi shut up recesses of his eyes and Aradhya Vastu is deeply remembered here. And he always want to test Shantakaram Jagasayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham. These are yogis. Bhakti not like Shantakaram. Who is Shantakaram? Jagasayanam. That is Karnabdhisai Vishnu. Shantakar. Jagasayanam. Padmanabham. From this?
Nevi.
Neval. N-A-V-E-L. V-E-L, Neval. A lotus has come out. And from this, Brahma. And in this Neval, Kamal, Sapta Lok and Sapta Lok. 14 Loks have been created. Padmanabham, Suresham. He is Suresham, he is the god of all gods. So this is yogis, like a thumb. This 1 inch. They feel that Narayan has come out. And they remember all this. So it seems that yogi, any yogi, is that Sakhi. And he shut up her eyes and remembering Krishna, embracing Krishna. Sampluta, she is deeply immersed in that ananda, portion of ananda. Yogis are not only one kind, there are several kinds. In Vrindavan, Sukadeva Goswami has explain in the Vrindavan, yogis are not like Himalayan and like Kashi. They sat on the Gyan branch of Veda tree. But this yogi in Vrindavan, like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi Muni are like Kokil. Kokil means cockbird. And Mayur. Mayur means peacocks. And like Papiha. Pikaha. Pikaha. Papiha. Pi mane? Where is Pran Priyatam? Like Sukha. My Radha is best. Sukh is telling
Hare Krishna is most beautiful. Sari is telling that certainly he is so beautiful, but when Radhika is there, if there is not Radhika, he is Nirvishesh Nirakar. No? So this Sukh and Sari, this Sukh and Sari are sitting on the branch of Ved tree on Prem Dam, branch of Prem. Prem Dam. Not only Vishesh Dam. Zero, cipher, not. Like Sukhdeva telling, I have described. And as peacock, they are dancing with the sweet fires of Krishna Bansi. And they are telling what word? Ke ka. Who can control Krishna? Then Sipiko tells Mallu Radhika. And who can control Srimati Radhika? Who can? Is there anyone who can take the Patibrat Dhar, Lok Dharma, Dharija, Dharija means patient, and shame everything of Radhika in total. Then that peacock is telling only Krishna is right. So ke ka. These are muni like Sukh Goswami. And some are dancing, not like this. So they are sitting on the branch of Prem. So here Yogi, Eva Ananda Sampruta, that's when Sukh saw dancing peacocks. And Krishna was that time playing on very good flute. And peacocks have
spread their
feathers and dancing so sweet on the Sare Gama Pada. Very beautiful dancing. At a tune of Krishna, sweet voice of Bansi. Sukhdeva Goswami and all, they became so silent. Pin drop silence was there. Lakhs and lakhs, monkeys, parrots, saris, and other this pasupakshi were there, but all silent. So, yet yogi, all these yogis are tasting that sweet taste. So the gopi became like so. She had them immersed in seeing all this, seeing Krishna and all the gopis.